Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and we're with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Secrets, trade secrets. We're talking about General Electric and a lawsuit that's been filed that says trade secrets were disclosed. You and I were talking before we came on, and that it may be a question of what we don't know.
Yeah, you know, a legal paper submitted December 29th in U.S. District Court for the Northern District of New York, that's a federal court, alleged that an unnamed person improperly shared trade secrets with GE's customers, damaging GE in the process. So because they're dealing with trade secrets, we don't know what the information was. We don't know the name of the person who allegedly did this, and we don't know what kind of manufacturing was entailed. But the lawsuit asked the court to award an unspecified amount of monetary damages and issue an injunction blocking further release. The legal papers don't include much specific information, it's true, but what we have learned from them is that the secrets dealt with industrial products made by GE, that much of the alleged activity took place in upstate New York, and that an email account named Steam Turbine 101 was involved. So that gives us a hint that steam turbines are a main product of GE's Schenectady manufacturing facility. So we'll have to stay tuned to what actually is involved, but I imagine that we're never actually going to find out what the trade secrets involved are.
A little bit of intrigue this morning. Well, from there to many of us who have been seeing the increase of Lyme disease and the number of ticks that have grown over the years in this region as a result, and apparently, despite all the cold weather we're having, that's not going to affect the population.
Yeah, I bet a lot of people were thinking that last week as they were suffering through those below zero temperatures, but don't count on it. In fact, ticks could make an appearance later this week due to the rising temperatures Thursday and Friday. That's according to Byron Backenston. He's an epidemiologist at the State Department of Health. He said ticks can come out when the temperature gets above 45 or 50 degrees. So there could be a tick here and there if you go out to walk the dog or take a winter hike. They'll be a little less aggressive, but it's not out of the realm of possibility, he said. Ticks survive extremely cold temperatures in the winter by hiding under the snow. So if there wasn't a lot of snow cover, they would be more at risk. But as we all know, there's a lot of snow out there. In June, a 74-year-old Gansfort man died after contracting the Powassan virus from a tick. A total of three cases of this Powassan disease were subsequently reported in Saratoga County. Symptoms range from a mild flu to life-threatening encephalitis or inflammation of the brain. So we talked to Tim McCabe. He's the state entomologist at the State Museum down in Albany. He said certain conditions, such as the availability of hosts like deer, as well as infections by fungus and viruses, would have a bigger impact on the tick population this winter than cold. He says a wet winter is far more dangerous to ticks than a cold one. So still be careful out there.
Indeed. Well, we've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can head to dailygazette.com, pick up a copy of the paper, and of course, listen to this segment online at wamc.org. Judy, thank you.